Fourth question.
I don't remember the first.
The next question is it true that if more learning, if more people were learning, if there was more Torah learning, an army would be unnecessary? It's a difficult question. These kinds of questions of what would the reality be differently, it's hard to say. There's many that would say this way and that. But what's certainly true, I think, on a very basic level that I think everybody would agree with, that the more learning that there is, the more mitzvot that there are, the more Jews that are sincerely connecting to God, which is fulfilling our deepest, truest purpose in this life, then our situation would certainly be better. And even though on the ultimate level, when Mashiach will come, and we have sources that say that he's going to cause a tremendous wave of tshuva, and Am Yisrael is going to do tshuva on a certain level at a certain point. But we also have sources that say that Mashiach is going to fight our wars. So if everybody did tshuva, so why would we have to fight wars? We also have sources that say that maybe there's not going to be any wars, right? To say conclusively an answer, I don't think is possible. Maybe the rabbi has the shoulders to give such a conclusive answer, but in my humble opinion, any increase of our spiritual level definitely increases our chances of having peace on a physical level with our neighbors, with our enemies. But it doesn't necessarily ensure that we're not going to have enemies, right? According to our sources.
Just to supplement, I was thinking the whole time, where's this question coming from? And maybe what the person meant to ask is from the Medrash on the Pasuk, V'cherv lo tavor ba'artzechem, that the Pasuk says that if we live up to the way of the Torah, and I'm not sure why he zoned in on learning Torah specifically, it's a component, then we wouldn't have any sword, we wouldn't have any war in the land of Israel. I guess we do have some kind of indication that some sort of utopia can be attained. Nonetheless, we should remember that in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they fought wars. There was an army. In King David's time, they fought wars. And throughout our history, we fought wars. And in the days of all the great rabbis of the Mishnah and the Talmud, we don't find that they were so learned and so many people were learning that you didn't need an army. So does such a concept exist? I don't know if such a concept exists. I'm not sure how to interpret those verses. The one indication we have is that there was a king, Chizkiyahu, who thought he knew how to interpret those. Yoshio, who thought he knew how to interpret those verses, and he paid for it with his life. He was confident. And even then, it doesn't say that he didn't need an army. It says that he was confident that he would be victorious in fighting Pyro Necho, the Egyptian king, and he paid for it with his life. He was wrong. He was wrong on two counts, but that's for a different class. At any rate, so I'm not sure why we would say an army would be unnecessary. I don't think we find such a concept in the Rambam either. The Rambam says a king has to amass an army, and a king has to have a standing army. The idea that if we live on a high enough level, people won't attack us, I don't think that precludes having an army. As we find throughout our history, we did have an army. So I'm not sure where the person who asked the question is coming from. Perhaps from that pasuk, which says a promise that we won't have to deal with wars, but still doesn't say we won't have an army. We won't have to be prepared. That's what I could think of as far as sources over here.